This is Here and Now. We want to share a story now with you about love. For more than 20 years, a radio station in Des Moines, Iowa, has been granting Christmas wishes to lucky listeners. They say they've never received a letter like the one they got this year. The wish was for a man named David Schmitz. So they invited David to the studio, where KSTZ morning DJ Colleen Kelly read the very special letter to him.
Hello, my name is Brenda Schmitz. When you are in receipt of this letter, I will have already lost my battle to ovarian cancer.
Brenda was David's late wife. She died on September 27th, 2011. They have four sons. And a month before she passed away, Brenda wrote this letter and asked her friend to send it to the radio station when David fell in love again.
My reason for writing this, I have a wish. I have a wish for David, the boys, and the woman and her family if she has kids also. I want them to know I love them very much, and they always feel safe in a world of pain. I was hoping that one small act you all could do for me can change and help their lives forever, and they know I am with them always.
Well, Brenda had three wishes. A remarkable act of love which spread through Des Moines when KSTZ and local businesses came together to grant those wishes. David Schmitz joins us now to tell us more. Hi there.
Hello.
Let me first ask you, when you heard that letter from Brenda being read to you, what was your reaction?
Well, you know, my first thought is, how did they get a letter from Brenda? And then when they started getting into the letter, I realized she had, you know, written it years before. And I was in utter disbelief. I was shocked, completely shocked.
You know, the radio station has, I'm sure you've heard about this, has a video that they took while they were talking to you, and they put it out on YouTube. We've got a link to it at our website, hereandnow.org. And what I find extraordinary about the video is that even before you hear the letter being read to you, they asked you to talk about Brenda, and you're just so... you're so moved and choked up just even remembering your wife and how much you loved her.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess I'm extremely blessed to, have walked a little bit of the path of life with her. And she was a remarkable woman. It's easy to talk about her. The one thing I can say about her is she was such a loyal friend. If you were her friend, you knew it. And, you know, she was just a loving, caring mother, and I'm blessed to have known her.
Well, I have to say, I think the blessing and the care and the love that she had for you and your family now, so many other people are feeling, because one of the most amazing things I thought about what she wrote in this letter and then had a friend, you know, deliver to the radio station once you fell in love again and decided to get married was that the fact that of her three wishes, the first one was actually for the woman who you're now engaged to, a woman that she, of course, would never have known. And so let's listen to KSTZ morning DJ Colleen Kelly once again reading Brenda's first wish.
First, for David's new lifelong partner, a day, or better yet, a weekend of pampering in all aspects of her life. Hair, makeup, body massage, clothes, shopping, spa, or weekend getaway. Whatever. She deserves it. Being a stepmother to all those boys, and especially giving little Max a mother's love that only she can give. Make her smile and know her efforts are truly appreciated from me.
Max, your son was, what, just two when Brenda passed away?
Yeah, she died 10 days after his second birthday.
And now you're engaged to a woman named Jane. What did she tell you or think when she heard that Brenda's first wish was for her to be pampered because she was going to be the woman who's raising your family?
Well, it kind of solidified it with us and the family and things, because obviously she came into a situation that, you know, is kind of different. And, you know, she has been remarkable. She is... stepped in admirably to be a stepmom to the boys, and especially Max, you know, because it's, I know I've told people, I think when a two-year-old loses its mother, I mean, it's 10 times worse than if a kid loses his father. I mean, because the mother provides so much of, you know, the love and emotional side of, you know, the childbearing and thing. And she's just stepped in admirably.
Well, we should also mention that in the letter that Brenda had sent through a friend to the radio station, you know, she asked for three wishes. One was for the pampering for Jane, who's now your fiancé. The other was for a magical trip for your entire family, you, your four boys, Jane and her two children. And she also asks for a third wish, which is that the doctors and nurses who cared for her while she was being treated for her ovarian cancer, that they be given a night out to celebrate and honor them for all the patients that they help day in and day out. David, I guess I can only ask, what does it mean to you that Brenda left these wishes for you?
Well, you know, one, I mean, you talked about the nurses and doctors at Mercy 8 South in Des Moines. You know, she had always talked about them. You know, when she decided to stop her treatments the month before she died, she said, you know, make sure you do something for them. And her favorite flower was daisies. And the week after she had passed, we went up there and gave bouquets to the nurses up there. But this thing that she had put in the letter was one thing I know she wanted to make sure, because they're the unsung heroes every day.
And I should mention that this letter from Brenda that she wrote 2 years ago has moved and touched so many people. I mean, businesses in Des Moines have banded together so that your family is going to take a magical trip to Disney World. And what, over a million people have seen this, the video of you at the radio station on YouTube. It's really gone viral. I mean, what does it mean to you that so many more people just beyond your immediate family have heard Brenda's message and wishes?
Well, the international part kind of surprised me in the UK. I mean, we've gotten so many things, Sweden, Ireland. I mean, so many comments and wishes and things. And I think, you know, at Christmas time, it's the time you remember loved ones the most, I think. And, you know, in her letter, the one thing that sticks out is she wanted the kids, you know, to feel good in a world of pain, you know. And out there, you know, in the news and stuff, all you hear is about the bad stuff. You don't hear about the good stuff. And this is one of those good, feel-good stories that people can hear and identify with, you know, that miss their loved ones at Christmas. And, you know, it's just an amazing and emotional gift that she gave to our family. And, you know, that hopefully around the world that, you know, everybody kind of hugs their spouses or their family a little tighter at Christmas.
Well, David Schmitz of Des Moines, Iowa, thank you so much for sharing your story and for spending some time with us. I'm so very grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And the Music Emporium, for 45 years offering collectible, boutique, and vintage acoustic guitars. TheMusicEmporium.com.